least get to that part, in my opinion. Joining us now, we have Bruce Woody. He is the executive director at the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. And my heart weeps inside for the knowledge that there are many, many, many people under the age of, let's say, 40, listening who don't recognize that theme music. That just makes me super sad. Bruce, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Good old Fred Sampson, yeah.
You dummy! I'm not talking to you, I'm quoting. that's such a great... We recently started rewatching Sanford's Son. It's hilarious. It's fantastic. Anyway, one of the questions that had come up recently, I think it was in Santa Rosa County, I don't know, somebody was raising a stink about how, you know, you government agencies don't work together very well, and you don't coordinate your operations, and so you dig up a road in order to put in a pipe, and then somebody comes in later and they dig up the road to repave it, and then somebody digs up the road to put in, you know, electrical power lines or, you know, whatever. But we have a project that's about ready to begin that is actually the exact opposite, where you are very definitely coordinating activity between FDOT and you guys, right?
Yeah, it's very important for all public agencies to work together that way, because none of us want to be embarrassed by the oversight that you just described. When somebody tears something up that's brand new, we all work for the taxpayer. We want to be sure that our work is the most efficient as we can. And in that regard, we're currently working with the Florida Department of Transportation on improvements to Michigan Avenue, starting just a couple blocks west of Mobile Highway to about 10 blocks east of Mobile Highway. ECUA's work is going to be the installation of a 16-inch diameter ductile iron pipe that helps improve system pressure, improve water supply delivery in that immediate area. Actually, not just that immediate area, but for probably a mile surrounding that area. And we'll be doing that ahead of a FDOT project. They're doing a pedestrian safety and improvement and building overlay project that will follow right behind us.
So you guys not only – and now FDOT was the beginning of this process, and you guys realized, oh, hey, we can work with them because we need to put in this big transmission pipe at the same time. Is that right?
He was already on our capital improvements plan. And as we meet with FDOT a couple times a year to go over and share – project information, we noticed we were in the same quarter at the same time, so we aligned our schedules to work together. We do the same thing with the Escambia County and City of Pensacola as best we can. Now, there will be occasional changes. Say the Public Works Department gets some extra money and they're going to mill and overlay a few extra streets. Sometimes those decisions are made on the fly, but for the most part, those are pretty well planned and we can work together.
And so, I mean, not just a cost savings to not have to do the work twice, but particularly when you're talking about this is going to, I assume, have disruptive impacts on the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Softley Field, but also all along Michigan particularly, you're going to have, you know, lane reductions and things like that. And so working together not just saves money, but saves the headache caused to the, you know, the driver basically, right?
Oh, the time and frustration, yeah. Nobody likes those orange barrels and time delays that result from construction. Much of this work, however, I will say, is anticipated to go on at night in order to help save some of that reduction and disruption as well.
Very good. We'd like to hear that. You guys have your water quality report came out. Is that right?
Yes. Every year, all public and private water utility providers are required to submit a consumer confidence report, as it's required, as it's called by the EPA. We call it a water quality report. You go to ECUA's website and look under the Live Green tab. There's several choices, and one of those is Our Water Supply. And there you can find copies of our annual water quality report, literally going all the way back to 2009. You know, every annual edition is there. It has a lot of really interesting information about where your water comes from, our well system, the aquifer that it's drawn from, sampling protocols and base information. And for those who really like the details, you can really geek out on all kinds of technical test results, on all kinds of radiological issues, inorganics, volatile organic contaminants, all those things that we test for to prove and show that we have great quality water here in
Bruce Woody with the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. That's water, sewer, trash, and recycling, and yard waste. One of the things you were talking about water quality reports, and you're always trying to find ways to make sure that people's water supply is safe. One of those is particularly people who might be on a well system and also have a like a sprinkler system. there's the Cross Connect Control Program. Can you explain what that is, why people need to be aware of it?
Yeah, one of the many ways that we work to control your water supply's quality and protect its integrity is not only at the source and the work that we do to treat it before you put it into the system. We also try to protect the system by making sure that either that commercial and residential connections to that system meet certain regulations. The Cross Connection Control Program is for folks who have an internal water sprinkler system, maybe an in-ground water sprinkler system, or if you have an on-site well that you use for sprinkling or even drinking water. You want to be sure that those systems are connected with a backflow preventer, and if that backflow preventer is tested, if a residential has to be tested every 2 years and it has to be certified and that information submitted to us. What that does is prevent, in case there's a situation where there's more pressure in the system outside ours that they can't force water back into our system, or if there's a pressurized system, say if you have a well on your property, that you can't overpressurize and push untreated water back into our system.
Now that makes sense. I mean, if you're sprinkling water up out of the ground, that's going to be pressure, and you don't want that to go back into either the well or your source material, because that's the kind of contamination that we don't want in drinking water, right? So every 2 years they have to test that. And you guys have what does the Cross Connect Control Program do for people? Do you help people with this? What is it all about?
We've had 100% compliance with commercial folks for many years, but much less so on the residential side. EPA is now saying that that has to be enforced on the residential side, so we couldn't previously use the enforcement tool of actually discontinuing service for failure to comply with the system, but we will be doing that at the end of this current year's program.
Oh, so if people do not participate in certifying that they have backflow preventers, then they can actually have their water cut off.
Yeah, that is true. Now, please understand, this only affects about 2,000 of our 100,000 customers.
Okay.
There's not that many people that have these kinds of systems, so you have to have a backflow preventer and it has to be tested every 2 years. Now, to help folks with this, if they don't have a backflow preventer, or have frustrations and don't want to deal with a plumber going after testing, come out to do the test, we've got a new program where ECUA will actually coordinate that up front, and for the installation of a backflow preventing device, if you don't have one, we'll even fund that up front and allow you to pay it back over a 2 year period of time on your bill.
And just to make sure, because I know people probably have this question, this does not apply to the ordinary homeowner with a sprinkler system. This is something different from just that. Am I right?
Yeah. If you have an ordinary connection with a water sprinkler system that's a past meter, that doesn't apply. If you have a separate metered underground sprinkler system, then it would apply.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Good to know. Last thing. Well, actually, two things. The Bayou Marcus Boardwalk is open, is working, is going to be repaired. Where are we at?
Bayou Marcus Boardwalk is in Birding Trail, is really enjoyed by a lot of folks. It's pretty lengthy. It's made on it, though, and needs to have the wood surface repaired and replaced. So that phase one begins June 1st. For those of you familiar with the system, there's a entrance off of Alcade Drive. We're going to close the whole west side of the boardwalk from that entrance west and do that as phase one. That entrance will remain open. But only the east portion of the boardwalk will be open. After that is completed, then we'll close the southern part of the boardwalk in phase two, and the only access will be through Alcade Drive.
Okay.
Both phases will be completed within 12 to 14 months.
Okay, so over the course of the next year, you're going to close half, close the other half. People will still be able to use the half that's going to be open, but that's going to shift. And so for people who would like to use that facility, which is a great facility, it really is a wonderful one. Last thing, and I think I know the answer to this, but I was asked on social media, I want to ask you. Please, Bruce Woody, would you consider going back to bulk pickups without calling ahead instead of having to call ahead now? I assume the answer is, well, it saves us an awful lot of money and wear and tear on our trucks and our time for our people to not have to send them around randomly every single week, but instead to go to where we're asked to go. Do I have it about right?
That is technically correct. The board that the board does address does talk about this almost at every meeting. They are concerned about it. They recognize that it's a service that's well loved because historically it's been always been free, and they don't have to call. It's just kind of out there. But it is expensive, and we're looking at ways to keep from having to raise rates to keep up with expenses. Driving routes where we're only picking up something from every 200th home is pretty wasteful on fuel and staff time.
Right.
It's still, even though we're asking you to call up to at least 2 p.m. or earlier ahead of your little pickup tub, even though we ask you to call, it's still a free service within certain reasonable limitations. Other trash company, even the city of Pensacola, you have to pay for that service. We are to make it more convenient. If you're familiar with our Bubble Coach app, we're working on within 30 days, we'll have a new addition to that that allow you to use your mobile phone to rather than having to make that phone call to
do it through the app.
To schedule a bulk pickup, so that'll make it a little more convenient.
Well, as you well know, once people get accustomed to having a certain thing available to them, especially for free, it's very hard to make changes in that.
Even if
the change is as simple as give us a call to let us know, I understand. ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody joins us every month after they have their meeting, which they did yesterday. Bruce, as always, thank you for the time, and thanks for keeping our water and our sewer and our trash and our recycling all under control, man. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Andrew.